On today's podcast, we're going to be covering a brand new month of topics, and this month we're going to be covering hand safety, cuts, pinches, and caught in hazards. Today we're going to be covering the most common hand injuries and causes, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Your hands are your most valuable tools. In a warehouse, they're consistently at risk. From sharp edges to pinch points and fast-moving machinery, one wrong move can lead to serious injury. And that's why this week we're going to be focusing on hand safety, and more specifically, how to avoid cuts, pinches, and caught-in hazards. Now, most hand injuries don't come out of nowhere. They're built up from small oversights, grabbing debris without gloves, reaching into a jammed conveyor, wearing a loose hoodie near a rotating shaft. They aren't just bad habits, they're dangerous ones. The goal is simple. You want to protect your hands before an injury forces you to stop using them. And here are a few ways to keep your hands out of harm's way. Number one, you want to watch for pinch, crush, and cut points. Anywhere metal moves, shifts, or presses, assume that there's a danger zone. Conveyor rollers, dock plates, loading bays, lift gates, keep your hands out unless you've locked out the equipment and you've confirmed that it's safe. Number two, never clear jams by hand. Is it tempting? Sure. But that shortcut can cost your fingers. Use proper lockout tagout procedures and always use tools, not your hands, to remove material that's stuck or jammed. Number three, you want to skip loose clothing and jewelry. That oversized hoodie, a drawstring, or a metal watch, it might seem harmless until it catches on a rotating shaft or a pallet jack chain. Make sure that you keep your sleeves snug and accessories off the floor. Number four, you want to stay alert around moving parts. Rotating belts, chain drives, live rollers, these parts don't just stop because you're nearby. Give machinery space, even if it looks idle. Always assume that it could restart. Number five, don't ignore small cuts or blisters. Even small scrapes can lead to infections or worse if left untreated. Clean and cover wounds, report them, because letting a small cut fester is never the smart move. As always, these are just potential tips. Please follow the rules and regulations of your specific facility. A strong safety culture isn't just built on luck. It's built on small decisions, repeated daily. Every time you choose gloves over bare hands, or you back away instead of reaching in, you're protecting more than just yourself. You're setting the tone for your whole team. Hand injuries are some of the most common incidents in warehouses. But here's the thing, they're also some of the most preventable. With awareness, a little patience, and the right habits, you can keep your hands safe and working hard as you do. Thank you for joining us for another Warehouse Safety Tips, and until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and/or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.